Mix 94.7 KMCH on a kind of a cloudy Monday. We're about to brighten it up a little bit. Linda Menson's here. How are you, Linda? How are things?
I'm good.
What have you been up to this weekend? Anything fun? You heard Eileen and I talking about our weekend. What did you do this weekend?
Actually, we went all the way up to St. Ansgar, Iowa.
Really? That is a drive.
My roommate from college is an artist, and she had an art show with probably almost 100 different paintings for sale.
Oh,
she's
cool.
A watercolor painter, and it was just a very enjoyable road trip.
So, like, St. Ansgar, besides, like, the art thing, what is there up there? I mean, this isn't a dig against St. Ansgar. I'm just not you. I've never been. What else is there to do?
Well, it's close to the Minnesota border, and they have an old school building up there.
Okay.
That they got a grant and renovated and made it a community center.
Oh, cool.
So while I'm at an art show down the hall in one room, there are several people up in the gym playing bingo for the community.
That's where I would be.
And they had a historical site down there, just different things in the building.
Oh, cool.
And I thought it was really neat that they did this with their old school building,
I'm
so it didn't go to waste.
Glad you made it back and you're here today, because we got a lot of business to get to.
All right.
We got a big doings coming up here, the big RMC Auxiliary Luncheon. Tell me about it.
Absolutely. I mean, I love being an auxiliary member, and it has been in place since the 1970s, our auxiliary has. And it's a dedicated group of people in our community that volunteer and help to expand the care that's offered by raising money for the hospital. So our main job as the auxiliary is to help fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
And we also promote wellness and serve as a liaison between the hospital and the community. And we raise money for the hospital through several different fundraising projects, such as our jewelry sales, which I'm so excited. I think we are going to be able to have again this year. Collective Goods, which is also a great fundraiser. We've had linen sales. And in the past couple of years, we've had some online sales because we couldn't have in person. And also, in addition to all that, our largest fundraiser is the Hilltop Gift Shop, which several of our volunteers work at. It's been great for us.
Well, and I like when you do events like a jewelry sale, because you got dumb guys like me who walk in, have no clue what to buy. Come see somebody like you guys, and you can actually point us in the right direction and make us look like heroes for the day, you know?
There you go.
So you've been at this for how many years now, Linda?
I've been on the auxiliary probably 5 or 6 years.
So you started when you were 18, and you've been there now for 5 years. So
it was a great choice to volunteer as I retired from my previous job as a teacher. So, yeah, I'm just enjoying being there.
Well, and being able to have an event like this luncheon, you and I were just saying before we started the interview here, that with the last couple of years, everything's kind of been put on hold so much. But here you are looking forward to it and being able to have it this year.
Ah, yes. For the first time in 2 years, we are holding our RMC Auxiliary Spring Luncheon, and I am very, very excited. It's going to be Tuesday, April 26th at noon. We are having it at the Gathering Place in Manchester this year. Previously, we've had it at the hospital, but because of all the COVID regulations, that's not a possibility. However, we can have it at the Gathering Place. There's a little more room and spread out. And if you want to come, you do need to RSVP to attend, because we need to know how many people are coming. It's $15. You get a wonderful meal catered by J&D Mart, and you get to enjoy our guest speaker. This luncheon's a great time to come together and celebrate all that the auxiliary does, enjoy some great conversations, a delicious meal, and also talk with our auxiliary members and learn more about us and see what we do if you want to join.
Now, do you have the guest speaker set yet? Do you know who it is?
Or
is
yes,
it a big
do.
I don't know if it's a big secret.
Well, if you come, you'll find out.
See, that's what we call a tease in the industry right there. We'll
there
give you a
go.
Little bit of a nugget, but you have to show up on the 26th. So.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you join the RMC Auxiliary. We have silent members. We have people who are volunteering and work, all the different things that I was telling you about. We also do some blankets for the we just do a lot of that kind of stuff.
You guys just kind of stay involved is
yep.
what you do.
So if you'd like to join, you need to RSVP, and you can contact Valerie Lindsay up at the hospital, and her number is 563-927-7534. And we need that by April 18th.
So you've got less than 2 weeks to get RSVP'd, is what you're saying. You better get on it.
Right. It'll be a wonderful meal. And people that have come in the past know what it's like. And we just really have a great time visiting and explaining what we do and what we're doing next. So it's a great time to get together and have a little camaraderie.
Well, and you said you're retired, so you could be, you know, just, you could be going playing bingo, you could be playing cards. Why do you choose to stay involved in the community and stay involved with the auxiliary like you do?
I like being able to help our community. I like helping with fundraisers. I guess I just like helping people, and especially when it goes to a great cause like our hospital. Mm-hmm.
And you can see the there's tangibles there, too. You can see everything that you guys have done over the years and everything,
well,
too.
Well, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the past 3 years. Through some of our fundraising, the auxiliaries provided over $41,000 to the hospital, and we've helped purchase new couches in the family health department and the OB. And we've also added a defibrillator and an AED for the specialty clinic in support of cardiac arrest patient care. We've added some new lab equipment, a feature wall and a satellite radio system in the MRI suite, and a shatter-resistant TV enclosure for the emergency department. In addition to these gifts, the auxiliary also continues to provide three $750 scholarships for local students that are pursuing or continuing their education in a human medical field here at an Iowa college.
So keep everybody nice here and local and everything.
There you go.
So I guess the big takeaway is you got to RSVP to RMC ASAP or you'll miss OUT.
That's not it.
So give us the when, the where, and the how much again, if you'd be so kind, as we kind of remind everybody.
Well, we're hoping more people in our community are interested in joining. And if you are, we'd like you to RSVP today, if possible, for our spring luncheon, which is on April 26th. Just call Valerie Lindsay at the hospital, 563-927-7534. And ask about joining this wonderful organization.
Yeah, and come to the luncheon, enjoy, learn a little bit more, and, you know, maybe stick around and
maybe
do a little more.
Maybe you'll want to join.
Yeah. Well, and that's coming up on the 26th.
The 26th.
At noon.
At noon, at the Gathering Place.
Yes, if the red M&M is out, they are open. I remember that.
All right.
Anything else you want to add to our time together today, Linda?
No, just thanks for having me, and hope to see some new faces at our luncheon, and yeah, it's been fun volunteering up at the Hilltop and with the gift, with our jewelry sales and the different things that we do.
Like, what's the hot gift right now? What's the thing people are coming in getting? Like, oh, I need one of those.
Oh, our gift shop has been selling a lot of gnomes.
Okay.
They're really a hot item this year.
Gotcha.
We also have a lot of nice Easter things, spring things up there. Just a variety of stuff that you don't see other places.
There you go. So come see you and see it. So, Linda, thanks for coming in this morning. I'll dismiss you. Go have your coffee now.
All right.
I joke with Linda. I told her I'll be there in an hour, and she wanted me to go get her coffee. You can have what's left of mine from 4 o'clock this morning if you want.
I'll go get some fresh.
Details about the auxiliary luncheon, of course, we'll put it online at kmch.com.